Okay, Rabosa. The Mishnah at the end of Tainis says, Mishenichnas Av Mematin Besimcha. When the month of Av begins, we reduce our sense of joy, right? We observe Avelis for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Mishnah says. We see that the Avelis for Churban Beis HaMikdash applies not only to the day of Tisha B'Av per se, but actually to a number of days beforehand, as we know, as we proverbially call it, the 9 days. The 9 days have a sense of Avelis as well, not only the actual day of Tisha B'Av. And this happens to be the minig of the Svardim, as the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tovkuf Nun Aleph records. The Svardim have this minig that for the 9 days they do observe some Avelis. Of course, on Tisha B'Av there's more Avelis, but for the 9 days, the Svarim do observe Avelis as well. But they don't observe anything beforehand. Ashkenazim, though, have a different minig. If you look at the Ramah, in a number of places, we'll get to some of these places as the Shirim go on in Mitzvah Hashem. The Ramah points out in several places in Siman Tovkuf Nun Aleph that the Ashkenazim have a minig to begin Avelis for the Churban Beis HaMikdash from Shivasa B'Tamuz. Right? That we're not what we call the 3 weeks. There's a 3 week period of Avelis, then there's a 9 day period of Avelis, and then there's Tisha B'Av. So we're knowing three different periods with different Nihugim, with different Dinim. This is the meaning of the Ashkenazim. The Sfarim are not knowing. The Sfarim never heard of the 3 weeks. They only heard of the 9 days in Tisha B'Av. Ashkenazim have the 3 week period in addition to the 9 days in Tisha B'Av. The question, of course, the first question that we have to ask ourselves is, when do the 3 weeks begin? It's clear that they begin somewhere around Shivasa B'Tamuz, but the question that we have to ask ourselves is, do they begin on the day of Shivasa B'Tamuz, or should they begin at the night of Shivasa B'Tamuz? We know that halachically, a day in halacha always begins at the night, the Yom Tov Echachar Halayla. So at first glance, if the period of the 3 weeks should begin on Shivasa B'Tamuz, we should associate it with the night of Shivasa B'Tamuz, since that is the beginning of Shivasa B'Tamuz. But we know that the tannis of Shivasa B'Tamuz, the Yisurim of Achila and Shasiya on Shivasa B'Tamuz, obviously only begin by day. So that's the question. Should we say that the 3 weeks should begin at the night of Shivasa B'Tamuz? Because normally, whenever we talk about halacha, halachically, a day begins at night. So therefore, as well, the period of the 3 weeks should start at the night of Shivasa B'Tamuz. Or should we say that since the 3 weeks are related to the tainis of Shivasa B'Tamuz, and the tainis of Shivasa B'Tamuz at first glance only begins by day, so maybe the 3 weeks also should only begin the day of Shivasa B'Tamuz. Now, if you were to ask me, I'd say that since the halachos of the 3 weeks relate to the tainis of Shivasa B'Tamuz, so mistama, the 3 weeks should start the day of Shivasa B'Tamuz. So let's say a person didn't take a haircut until the night of Shivasa B'Tamuz, mistama, he should still be able to take a haircut. Obviously, if he waited until the day of Shavuos B'Tamuz, he won't be able to do that. But if he didn't take the haircut until the night of Shavuos B'Tamuz, it could happen. So maybe all of the barbershops are closed, but there's someone in his family or someone in the yeshiva or someone in the camp who knows how to give him a haircut. So maybe he could still take a haircut the night of Shavuos B'Tamuz because the three-week period hasn't started yet. Can someone arrange a chasana for the night of Shavuos B'Tamuz? That's another important shaila to address. Can one listen to music? It's difficult. The three-week period is a difficult time in camp, especially. People like to listen to the music in the bunks. So can you listen to music the night of Shavuos B'Tamuz? This is a question that comes up every single summer. Someone has to raise this question. So I'd like to discuss with you today what the answer to this question is. Do we begin the 3 weeks from the day of Shavuos B'Tamuz, or do we begin at the night of Shavuos B'Tamuz? This discussion, meaning Seisa Kochavim of Shivasa B'Tamuz, meaning when Yud Zayin B'Tamuz begins, that's when the 3 weeks will begin. Even though the actual time is the fast, so to speak, what we call the Surma of Achila and Shasiya, they don't begin until the actual daytime. Right, Alos HaShachar or something. Right, exactly. This question, of course, is a very important question, but the issue to address, why is there even room for this question? The room for this question is because even though we know that Shavuot B'Tamuz only begins by day, the actual Isurim of Achila and Shasiya only begin by day, there are circumstances, which we'll see in the Rishonim, in which it could be that Shavuot B'Tamuz actually begins at night. It could be that the Isur Achila and Shasiya of Shavuot B'Tamuz might actually begin at night in certain circumstances. Moreover, even in situations where the Isurim of Achila and Shasiya of Shavuot B'Tamuz only begin by day, there could be that there are certain aspects of the tainus that actually do begin at night. So once I'll be able to show you that there are aspects of the Tainis that begin at night, it could be that the Yom HaTainis really does begin at night, even if what we proverbially, what we colloquially call the Tainis, only begins at day, the Isur of Achila and Shasi only begin at day, daytime. It could be that since there are aspects of the Tainis that do begin at night, maybe we should say that the Yom HaTainis actually begins at night. So perhaps the Avelos that is connected with Shavas Batamas should begin at night as well. That's the room for the question. That first of all, there could be circumstances in which the Tainis, what we call the Tainis, might actually begin at night, not by day. Maybe the Yisurim of Achil and Shasi of Shavas Batamas sometimes really should begin at night, even though normally they only begin by day. Maybe in certain circumstances, as we'll discuss from the Rishonim, maybe the Yisurim of Achil and Shasi of Shavas Batamas might actually begin at night. And even in situations in which the Yisurim of Achil and Shasi really only begin by day, a typical Shavas Batamas that we have, the Yisurim of Achil and Shasi really only begin by day. It could be there are other aspects of the Yom HaTainis that really do begin at night. And as such, it could very well be, could put forward the idea that the Yom HaTainis really begins at night, but for certain reasons, the Yisurim of Achil and Shasi are delayed until daytime. What do I mean that perhaps there might be a time that the Yisurim of Achil and Shasi, what we normally call a fast, might begin even on Shavas Batamas at night? Well, to better understand this concept, we have to look at a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses the basic Tainios, the Dalet Somos, Tisha B'Av, Asar B'Teve, Shavas Batamas, and Som Gedalia. The Gemara there on Daf Yilchesam and Beis in Rosh Hashanah is referring to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Yilchesam and Aleph discusses when the Shluchim go out for the Beis Din. Right, we know that the Beis Din HaGadol that sat in Yerushalayim was Mekadesh L'Chodesh Al Pi Edim. So when they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh Al Pi Edim, they sent out Shluchim to tell the people in Eretz Yisrael and beyond exactly when the Chodesh was Mekadesh, so that they'll know when certain events that occur in the particular month that you're talking about, when they should occur. So that's what the Mishnah says. It says, Al Shisha Chodeshim HaShluchim Yotzim. For 6 months, the shluchim go out. They didn't have to go out for every month because there's no nafkamina. There's no special day in that month. But there are special days in the 6 months, so the shluchim have to go out. Al Nisan mipnei haPesach. On Nisan, they have to go out so people know when the Yom Tov haPesach begins. Al Av mipnei haTainis. Al Chodesh Av, because of the Tainis of Tisha B'Av. Al Elul mipnei Rosh Hashanah. For Elul, they go out because people have to know when Rosh Hashanah begins. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, so you can't go out Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, so they have to go out Rosh Chodesh Elul to tell people that 30 days from now it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei mipnei takonas hamoados for Tishrei because of Sukkis, etc. And there are Kislev, Adar, etc. So there are Shisha Chodashim that the Shulchim go out. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara asks, "V'lefku nami atamuz v'teves." Let the shluchim go out on Tamuz and Teves because there are tainios then as well on Tamuz. There's Shivas v'Tamuz. There's Asar v'Teves on the Chodesh Teves. So why should the shluchim go out to tell people when these tainios are going to be? A person has to know when the Chodesh is Mekudesh, so that he knows when to observe this particular fast. How do we know that these fasts exist? It says the Gemara, flipping over to the Amud Beis, the Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Ma'idah Siv Koma Hashem Tzvakot Soma Ravi, Vitzoma Chamishi, Vitzoma Shvi, Vitzoma Asiri. This pasuk is in Sefer Zechariah that the people, even after the Bayis Sheni was rebuilt, those Jewish people who were living in Bavel said the Shaila to ask, should they still observe the Tainios? Now it's a zman of tremendous simcha. The Beis Hamikdash now is standing. So these Tainios, which were really a commemoration of the Avelis for the Churban Beis Hamikdash, maybe we shouldn't have to observe these Tainios at all. We shouldn't have to fast. So they sent up to the Talmid HaChacham that lived in Eretz Yisrael, they asked them, should they still be fasting? So Zechariah got a nevuah that Tzom Ravi Tzom HaChamishi, the Ravi is Shavas Batamas, and Chamishi is Tisha B'Av, and Tzom HaShvi is Tzom Gedalia, and Tzom HaSiri is Asar B'Teves. So Zechariah said to them, Yiel of Eretz Yisrael, L'Sason U'L'Simcha. They will be for Sason and Simcha. So the Gemara asked, Kari Lahu Tzom, Kari Lahu Sason V'Simcha. You're calling these days two different words. You're referring to them in two different ways. They're called Tzom. They're obviously Tainios. And then you're saying that it's Sasa V'Simcha. So what's going on over here? It's a steer in the pasuk. How can they be called a Tzom? How can they be called Sasa V'Simcha? So what is the Navi Zechariah telling those people who were living in Bavel? So says the Gemara, Bizman Shiye Shalom Yula Sasa V'Simcha. When Klal Yisrael has Shalom and the Goyim are not persecuting Am Yisrael, so then there'll be Sasan v'Simcha when the Beis HaMikdash is built, when it's standing, there'll be Sasan v'Simcha, meaning you won't fast. Ain't Shalom Tzom. But if there's no shalom, so then they're going to be at tzom. So that's exactly what the pasuk was saying. So the Gemara is asking, if ain't shalom tzom, if these four tainios are at tzom, when there's no shalom, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so now that we're in Golos, unfortunately the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so now that we're in Golos, so there is a tzom, so it should make sense that when the shluchim go out, they were still Mekadesh al-Pi Re'iyah, even after the Churban, so when the shluchim go out, since these tainios do apply, so even for Tamas and Teves, they should go out as well, because people have to know when Shavas v'Tamas, when Asar v'Teves are going to apply. So why did the shluchim go out for these tainios as well? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa Hachiko Amar. This is what Zechariah meant. Not as simple as you think. It's not just that Bizman Shiye Shalom et Sosan and Simcha, Bizman Shiye Shalom et Sosan, but rather Bizman Shiye Shalom Yil et Sosan ol Simcha. Yesh Gezeras HaMalchus Tzom. Those are the two extremes. When there is Shalom, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, so then there's Sosan and Simcha, then there is no tainis at all. If there's a Gzeras Malchus, which means if Klal Yisrael is being persecuted, they're Gzeros, it's a Shas Shmad that the Goyim are persecuting us, so then it's a Tzom. How about Ein Gzeras Malchus Vein Shalom? Let's say it's middle of the road. There's no Gzeras Malchus. It's not Shas Hashmad, and it's not Shalom. It's not great. It's not, there is no Beis HaMikdash, but it's not a Gzeras Malchus either. So what do we do? So says the Gemara, Ratzu Mesanin, Ratzu Ein Mesanin. And then it's up to the Tzibur. If Klal Yisrael wants to be Tzom, then if they want to be Mesana, then so then they go Zeratinus. And if not, it's dependent on the Minig HaTzibur. So that's the answer that the Gemara is giving. Rav Papa says, you know why the shluchim don't go out on Tamas and Teves? That's because Bizman said that there is no Beis HaMikdash. Admittedly, there is a tainis, but the tainis is a dover shel rishus. It's a minigat sibur. It's not an absolute chiyuv. It's not like there's a gzeres malchus. If it will be a tam gzeres malchus, that's an absolute chiyuv. So then the shluchim should really go out. If it's a mitzvah, if it's a chiyuv, it's like yomim tovim. It's the opposite of a yomtiv. It's not a happy time. But because it's an absolute chiyuv, so then the shluchim really should go out because people have to know when to fast. But now it's sort of the middle of the road time. It's not a time of gzeres malchus, it's not a time of sasa v'sil, it's not a time of shalom. So because it's not a time of shalom, nor a time of gzeres malchus, ratzu mesanim, ratzu ein mesanim, so the tainis of shavas v'tamas, tainis of asar v'teves are only a minig atzibur. So if it's only a minig, rishus, so that's not so important. And because it's not so important, the shluchim are not going to go out. That's the answer of the Gemara. Okay? So the Gemara just says, "I hachi Tisha B'Av Nami." So why did the shluchim go out for Tisha B'Av? The Mishnah had said that for Av the shluchim do go out. So Amar Rav Papa, Shani Tisha B'Av, Hol V'Huchbalu Botzaros. Tisha B'Av is a special day since Huchbalu Botzaros, since so many terrible things happened on Tisha B'Av, specifically both Bati Mikdash were destroyed. So Tisha B'Av is a special day. So this middle of the road case, the Ratzu Masana, Ratzu Ein Masana, if it's Bizman She'ein Shalom, Bizman She'ein Gzeres Malchus, does not apply to Tisha B'Av. Apparently it only applies, it's interesting, even though all of these Tzomos are mentioned in the Pasuk in Zechariah, it says Tzom Arevi and Tzom HaChamish and Tzom HaAsiri and Tzom HaShvi, all these Tzomos are mentioned, B'chod HaMachta, Tisha B'Av is mentioned together with the other three Tzomos that were instituted for Avelus on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Nevertheless, it's different. Since Huchbulu Botzaros, this middle of the road case, this Bizman She'ein Shalom, Bizman She'ein Gzeres Malchus, doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. But rather, there's always the chiyuv to fast. That's why Tisha B'Av is different. Because the chiyuv, that's why the shluchim go out. This is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So what basically emerges from this Gemara, aside from the issue of the shluchim, this is a very important Gemara. It's really the point of departure that you have to have when you talk about Dalet Somos. Because this Gemara really sets forth the basic principles of what is the tokef, what's the strength of all of the Tzomos. Both the Dalet Tzomos, the somewhat minor fast, as we would call it, the four minor fasts, aside from Tanis Esther, the three minor fasts, if you will, and Tishba, which is not a minor fast. What's the relationship between the two? What's the Mechayev of these Tzomos? Where do they come from? So what seems to emerge from the Gemara is that Tisha B'Av is a tainus midivrei Kabbalah. It's a tainus based on the pasuk in the Navi Zechariah, and the other tzomos, even though they would be midivrei Kabbalah, it seems like they should be midivrei Kabbalah. They're no less than Tisha B'Av, but because there's this middle of the road, this middle state to the other tainios, they could be a little bit less than Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is always a chiyuv to fast, but for the other gimel tzomos, there's this level of Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin, that's a case where Bizman She'ein Shalom, Bizman She'ein Gzeres Malchus. Yes?
It would always seem that the relationship between the minor three is that they're leading up to Tisha B'Av.
Asar B'Tev is not really leading up to Tisha B'Av per se. They are related to Tisha B'Av because they all relate to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but what do you mean in terms of leading up to Tisha B'Av?
Well, I guess that the reason why Tisha B'Av is such a major one is because both the Beit HaMikdash were destroyed.
That's what the Gemara says, Hochbulu
Bot Saras. And the things that we're commemorating on the other time are things that led up to it, like the siege.
There's no question that all of these other tennis, aside from tennis Esther, which is totally innocent.
It's not just something else.
So you're saying that's why Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ayin Misanin? That's why there's this middle of the road. The Gemara is saying that Tisha B'Av is different because of Huch B'Lubot Saras. That is the actual reason. Because of Huch B'Lubot Saras. But the others don't have Huch B'Lubot Saras. They are in commemoration of the Avelos Huchur Mes HaMikdash, but they're lighter. They're not as stringent because the events that occurred on Asar B'Tavis and Som Gedalia and Shavas B'Tamas were not as Chomer as on Tisha B'Av, so that's why it's a little bit different. Again, what seems to emerge based on this Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara, is since all of these tzomos are mentioned in the Navi Zechariah, one would imagine Me'ikar Adin, they're all Midivrei Kabbalah. Even Asar B'Teves and Tzom Gedalia and Shivas B'Tamas, these are all Tanyos Midivrei Kabbalah. But that's only true Bizman Sheyesh Gezeres Malchus. Bizman Sheyesh Gezeres Malchus, but Bizman Sheyesh Shalom, Rotsu Masan and Rotsu Emesan, and tells me that these Tanyos are Minig Atzibur, Minig Yisrael. So therefore, they're on a lower level than Tisha B'Av. But Me'ikra, then they really should be the same as Tisha B'Av. This is exactly what the Ramban writes. Yes?
Isn't it the same? They are the same as Tisha B'Av in the time when there is a fee of
Tisha B'Av. Oh, that's you're driving at a very good point, Bradley. Right. So that's what I'm getting to. Right. The way we look at Shivasa B'Tamas, Asara B'Teves, and Tzom Gedalia is that they're totally different. Tisha B'Av is the most chamer of fast. We know that all the Chamisha Yinuyim apply to Tisha B'Av, right? In addition to Achil and Sicha, we have Nivas HaSandal and Tashvash Amita and Rechitza and Sicha, all the Chamisha Yinuyim that we have on Yom Kippur apply to Tisha B'Av as well. They don't apply to the other Tainios. We stop eating Miba'od Yom as well, not only Yom Kippur, but on Tisha B'Av as well. So you would think that Tisha B'Av is totally different than the other Tainios, right? Than the three minor fasts. From this Gemara, though, it's hard to say that, because they're mentioned in the same Pasuk. They're all Takonas Nevi'im. They're all mentioned in the Nevi'im, so they are Midivrei Kabbalah. So from this Gemara, it would seem as though, if one is to assume that Tisha B'Av is a Tainios Midivrei Kabbalah, then the other Tainios should be Midivrei Kabbalah as well. At least Me'ikar Adin. Maybe Bizman Azeh, since it's Bizman Shein Shalom Ve'ein Gzeres Malchus, it's Ratzu Masan and Ratzu Emesan, Bizman Azeh, they're only a Minig Yisrael. Me'ikar Adin, though, they would seem to have the same stringencies as Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av doesn't have this middle of the road category, the Ratzu Masan and Ratzu Emesan, because Hoch B'Lubot Sarah, so it's Mufka from that middle of the road category. But the other Tanyos do have the middle of the road category. That's only in these times, but since Me'ikar Adin, there are Tainios Midivrei Kabbalah as well. Presumably, that Ikar Din should apply in some circumstances. And that's exactly what the Ramban writes. The Ramban in the Sefer Taras HaAdam is a Sefer that the Ramban wrote. It was reprinted a number of years ago with Rabbi Shavel's Ha'oris. Very beautiful Sefer that talks about Hilchas Avelos and Hilchas Tisha B'Av. So many of these Rambans are quoted. It was reprinted, so you could look at the main source. But they're quoted in the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh in Tainis, the Ran in Tainis. A lot of these Rambans that were actually printed in a different sefer, not in the Chidush Ramban to Rosh Hashanah, not in the Chidush Ramban to Tainis. They were quoted by the Rishonim, because the Rishonim apparently had this caveat of the Ramban. So the Ramban writes as follows. This is in source one of the handout. The Ramban goes through this Gemara. And then in the end, we don't have to read the whole Ramban inside, but skip to the last line. The last line in that first column, in Resh Mem Gimel, there, in the Ramban. The Ramban says, "Mustaba the kulu arbat somos tainis sibrahen, unavim gozro osam." It's mustaba that all arbat somos, not only Tisha B'Av, but the others, Asar B'Tevis and Som Gedalia, and Shavas B'Tamas as well. They're all gzeros of the Nevi'im, the chol chumri tainis aleim, and all the chumris of the tainis should apply to them. Mavsikin bahem meba'od yom, vasirim b'ochitza, sichon, ilas asana, tashu shamita, ketisha B'Av. They should be also with all the chamishinim, and you should stop eating meba'od yom, by day, just like by Tisha B'Av. Ukram makishlu ketisha B'Av. Doesn't the Pasuk compare them? Some Haravi, some Achamishi, some Achamishi is Tisha B'Av, and all the others, some Haravi and some Asiri, they're all compared to Tisha B'Av. Eloha idna kevin to bezman lekat sara b'teilim v'ratzu nagu l'hisanos ben v'laratzu lina b'chumar salalu. Since bezman hazeh, there is no tzara, it's bezman she'ain tzara but ain shalom, so it depends on a minigat tzibur, and the tzibur, did not want to be noeg all these other chumras, so that's why they're not going to be noeg. Aval meikar takana vade asurin heim b'chulam. But no question, meikar takana, the Ramban says that these taniyos should be asur in all the isurim, just like Tisha B'av. Logar gzeres neviim, migzeres bezdim b'taniyos emtsoyos v'achronos. This gzera of these taniyos should not be any different than the taniyos emtsoyos and the achronos. These are talking about taniyos that they are gozer in Eretz Yisrael for rain. If there's a drought, they have these taniyos. So in those taniyos as well, not the first taniyos, but the emtsoyos and the achronos, and the emtsoyos and the achronos, the middle taniyos and the last taniyos, those taniyos have the same chumra of Tisha B'Av. They have all the chamisha inuyim, and they start in Bod Yom. So the Ramban is saying that Tisha B'Av and all the other taniyos sibur like Shivas Batamas, Asar Bateves, and some Gedaya, they should have the same status as the taniyos and tsoyos and achronos of the rain. The chol detakon neviim kein daraisa tokon Tisha B'Av abat somos kiyom akipurim leinui. Kol the tikkun rabbanan ken daraisa tikkun, so the takanas neviim should be ken daraisa. Yom Kippur is a tainus daraisa. It says a lashon of inui when it comes to Yom Kippur. So tzom, the Ramban is saying tzom that the pasuk in Zechariah uses for Tisha B'Av and the other tzomos should be like inui regarding Yom Kippur. So just like Yom Kippur, the mafsik mebaod yom and all the chamishanim applies. So too for Tisha B'Av and for the other gimel tzomos, it should apply as well. Just like for the taniyos and tzoyos and the achronos, the taniyos for the rain, all the chamishanim apply, and you do stop mebaod yom. So what's a nafkamina? What does it matter? But tachlis for all of the tzomos except for Tisha B'Av, it's not going to be noeg like Tisha B'Av. Since Ratzu Mitzanim, it's based on a minigat tzibur, and the tzibur doesn't want to be machmer for all the chumras of Tisha B'Av when it comes to Asar B'Teves and Shivas B'Tamas and some Gedalia, so practically speaking, it's not going to be the same. Me'ikarat takana, maybe that's the way it started, but practically speaking, it's not going to be the same. So that's what the Ramban actually says earlier. We skipped the part of the Ramban. The Ramban says the big nafkamina. Let's go back to the first column of the Ramban. Ramban says, "Achshav kfaratzu v'nagu l'isanos v'kiblu aleihem." Since Klal Yisrael was no egg to be misane on the other tzomos, not only Tisha B'Av, they were makabel upon themselves. L'fikach osel liyochid lifrot gidron. It's osel liyochid lifrot gidron. You're not allowed to be parit together and be parish min atzibur and not fast. Everyone has to fast, even on the other tzomos, not only Tisha B'Av. But from this line of the Ramban, the impression you get is, you fast the way that the tzibur was noheg, the way that we were makabel. We're makabel to fast Shavas B'Tamas and all the other minor fasts, so to speak, to start the tainis of achil and shesia by day, not mibaod yom, not by night, not to be noreg all the chamisha inuyim. Right, that's the minigat tzibur. It says the Ramban, v'choshkin b'doras halalu, koshkin in these doras, shari b'avonosinu, shurub, utzaras b'Yisrael, v'en shalom. Now there is no shalom in Klal Yisrael, this persecution. Hilkel says, "Rabbi, Chayovan Akol Lis Anos Midibik Kabbalah B'Takanas Neviim." Everyone has to fast Midibik Kabbalah and Takanas Neviim, since it's Ein Shalom. Rabu Atzaras Bavonoseinu Chayovim Lis Anos Midibik Kabbalah B'Takanas Neviim. What's the Ramban saying? Doesn't he contradict himself from one line to the next? Ramban says, since the Tzibur was Nohagu Lis Anos, they accepted a minute to be Misana not only on Tisha B'Av but on the other Tainios. It's also Lifrot Gidron. A person has to be Noe like the Tzibur. He says, and Bavonoseinu Rabu Tzoros B'Yisrael, there's no Shalom, so therefore everyone is Chayav to be Misanem, Midibe Kabbalah, Takaras Neviim. Midibe Kabbalah, he just said it's only a minute. Well, what's he saying? So what the Ramban is probably saying, he's really alluding to two stages. He's saying, look, the Ramban lived in the Middle Ages, there were Tzoros every so often, but there weren't always Tzoros. So maybe what the Ramban is saying, this is what the later commentaries explain, the later Achmanim explain, what the Ramban means is that if the Taka is a gzera, if there's a gzera on all of Klal Yisrael, or if there's a gzera on one community, a real gzera, it's a shas hashmad, there's a gzera smalchus on some community, it's avada. Since the other tzomos me'ikar adin really are tainios midivik kabbalah, just like by Tisha B'Av, so then you'd be mechuyev to fast, and you'd have to fast with all the chumras of Tisha B'Av. But if there is no particular gzera at the time that you're living, then since the other tzomos are only minhagim, they're only a minigat tzibur, so then you don't have to fast with all of the chumras of Tisha B'Av. There's a chiyuv to fast because it's a minig. Even the lashon of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is what? Ratzu, Mesada, Ratzu, Amesada. It sounds like it's Ratzu. Ratzu! You wake up on fine Shabbos and Batamas and you don't want to fast, there's no chiyuv to fast. No. It's not that far. That would have been true initially, but once the tzibur was makabel and minig upon themselves, so then it's also lifrutz gidron Ramban rats. But the Ramban is just adding that bizman sheyit sarif, there really is a tzara, so since me'ikir adin me'ikir takona, the other tzamos really are like Tisha B'Av, they're hukash to Tisha B'Av. And the pasuk refers to them with the lashon of tzom. So just like Yom Kippur, the pasuk in the Torah used the lashon of inui. And we know you're mafsik mibod yom. You have to stop eating from daytime, right from the beginning of the day, which is really at night. And all the chamish inuim apply. The same would apply not only to Tisha B'Av but to the shaar tzomos as well. If it's bizman gzeras malchus, because that's what the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah said. Bizman gzeras malchus tzom. Vas meinta tzom. What does that mean? Tzom. It means it's tzom just like Tisha B'Av. This is what the Ramban writes, yes.
Don't we generally want to just be misakin something below plug and not go back and forth? Or?
We would be misakin below plug, but I guess in this circumstance, look, there are exceptions to that rule. This is obviously an exception. It's a difficult thing. To be misakin is a difficult thing. So sometimes if Chazal make a takana, but it's easy for the tzibur, right? If the tzibur is, as the Gemara says, if the tzibur is yachal amabo, so if it's a gzera that the tzibur can be omid bo, so then we'll be goes with that. But tainos in general are hard. So maybe Chazal said that it's a gzera she'ena tzibur yochel lamad bo, or it's difficult for the tzibur. So Tisha B'Av, they kept that way. So tzuch b'lu bo tzaros, the tainos midir kabbalah remains. But for all the other tzamos, Chazal didn't feel that the ikar takona has to stay. So they left it up to the tzibur. If there's no gzera smalchus, they left it up to the tzibur. There are different takonas. There are some circumstances where Chazal, Tako, Amasakin, below plug, and that's it. But here, apparently, they felt the need for leniency. Tanios are not an easy thing for the Tzibur. So maybe they felt the need for leniency because they felt it was a Gzer She'en HaTzibur Yachal HaMidbar.
According to the Ramban, aren't we saying that either way they're going to have to start in the daytime? Because if you go by
daytime, start in the daytime or start at night is the Chumar.
Start at night.
No, the Ramban says that Ratzu Mesana, Ratzu Mesana means that it's a Minigat Tzibur. Right. But if it's a Minigat Tzibur, he still said later that it's based on the Kabbalah of the Tzibur. V'lo ratzu lino b'chumra salalo. See, that's the problem. You got to read the whole Ramban. Because at the end, he points out that for the other tzamos, the Tzibur didn't want to be knowing all these chumras, they don't apply. But yet in the beginning, he says that they have to be mesana like all the takonas neviim. So what's going on? Obviously, the Ramban is talking about different points in Jewish history. If this is a time of gzeras malchus avadi, you'll have to be knowing not only Tisha B'Av, but all the tzomos, you will have to be knowing with all the chumras. It's not just that bizman sheyesh gzeras malchus, there's a chiyuv to fast. You see, you could have read the Gemara that bizman sheyesh gzeras malchus, there's a chiyuv to fast, not only on Tisha B'Av, but even on the other tzomos. Bizman sheyesh gzeras malchus, it's only a minig. The Ramban says, no, it's more than that. It's that if there's a chiyuv to fast on the other tzomos, well, what kind of a chiyuv is that? He says, well, since the pasuk refers to all of them together, b'chadam achta, that means that the same chumas of Tisha B'Av will apply to the other tzamos. It not only will be a chiyuv, but the same chumas will apply as well. This is the famous position of the Ramban. The Netziv in his Sefer Hamek Sha'ala, in the She'iltos, this is in the She'ilta Kuf Nun Ches, if you want to look it up. The Netziv points out that other Rishonim are not so convinced. He points out there are Bali Tosfos, there's a Rosh, who seem to disagree with this Ramban, and they prove from other Makoros that maybe the word Tzom doesn't mean what the Ramban thinks it means. You see, the Ramban is very beholden to the Pasuk. He says, look, the Pasuk in Sefer Zechariah uses the Lashon of Tzom. We see Yom Kippur is referred to as a day of Inui. So he puts Inui and Tzom together. So the Ramban assumes that the word Tzom means Kechol Chumras of Tisha B'Av. So if the other tzomos are also referred to with this word tzom, presumably the ikar adin, the ikar takana of the other tzomos, also involve all the chumras of Tisha B'Av. The Netziv points out from the other Rishonim, it's not so clear that that's true. The other Rishonim, some of the Bali Tosfos, are not as convinced as the Ramban is that tzom means all of these chumras. So just one second, if tzom does mean all these chumras, so how do we know that Tisha B'Av requires all the chumras? Yom Kippur requires the chumras. But who says that Tisha B'Av requires the chumras as well? So the emes is, what these other Rishonim claim is that maybe even Tisha B'Av is only a minik. Maybe what the Maran Rosh Hashanah is saying, Huch B'Lubot Saros, doesn't mean that Tisha B'Av never got this middle category of Ratzu Misani, Ratzu Ei Misani. Hukbul Levotzeres means that the Minig Hatzibur in Tisha B'Av was more chamer to begin with. Maybe there's no Tzom that's Midivrei Kabbalah. Maybe even Tisha B'Av is only a Minig. We're all talking about Minhagim according to the other Rishonim. Tzom doesn't mean all the chumers of a Yom Kippur. Tzom just means a fast. Who says that means that the Mafsik Miba'od Yom? Who says it means Chamisha Inuyim? The Netziv quotes from Tosfos in the Rosh, from other Rishonim, that maybe Tzom doesn't mean all the chumers of a Yom Kippur. So why does Tisha B'Av have all these chumers? That was the Minig. The Minig of Tisha B'Av was accepted, since Nuchbul about Tzaros, was it was accepted with all the chumers of a Yom Kippur, that it's Mafsik Miba'od Yom, and the Chamisha Inuyim apply. But the Minig of the other Tzomos was not as chumer as Tisha B'Av. And maybe that's why all the chumers don't apply. Once we say that the difference between the other tzomos and Tisha B'Av is based on minig, so then this is totally different. Because once we assume it's based on minig, it could very well be that the minig that was accepted for the other tzomos, not Tisha B'Av, but for Asar B'Teves and for Tzom B'Dayim and for Shavuos B'Tammuz, maybe they never accepted a minig with all the chumers of Tisha B'Av. Once you're talking in the realm of minig, you're not saying Yidivei Kabbalah Tzom Al Pidin means all the chumers of a Yom Kippur of a Tisha B'Av. So then you're not forced to say that Shavuos B'Tammuz, Asar B'Teves, and Tzom G'dayah are governed by those principles as well, because that's not what the word Tzom means. So it could mean that they never accepted, Klal Yisrael never accepted upon itself the chumers of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av for the other Tzomos. The original minig was that there was a chiyuv to fast, but with the coolest that we have for the three minor fasts. So all the Gemara is saying, Ratzu Misani, Ratzu Ei Misani, is telling me is that Bizman She'ein Gzeres Malchus Ve'ein Shalom, what happens? Then it becomes a minig Hatzibur, meaning the Tzibur has to decide if they want to fast. If it's Bizman Gzeres Malchus, so then there was an absolute minig that there's a chiyuv to fast. Bizman She'ein Shalom Ve'ein Gzeres Malchus, so then it was a freer minig. Each locale could have accepted upon itself a minig. Now it's a minig Yisrael, it's a standard minig, so there really is no difference between the two. Between the stage of Yesh Gzeres Malchus and the stage of Ein Gzeres Malchus Ein Shalom. But at some original state, when they originally made this, when they established this minig, they left it up to the Tzibur a little bit. They left it up to the Tzibur if it's Bizman She'ein Shalom Ve'ein Gzeres Malchus. But Bizman Hazeh, what should emerge according to the Netziv's Bali Tosis and Rosh? What should emerge is that even Bizman She'ein Gzeres Malchus, there's no difference. For the three minor fasts, there's no chiyuv to fast with the Chamisha Inuyim. You don't have to start with Be'od Yom, because the other fasts were never like Tisha B'Av. Tzom doesn't mean that you have to start with Be'od Yom. Tzom doesn't mean the Chamisha Inuyim. The reason why Tisha B'Av has these chumers is because that's what the Minig HaTzibur was to begin with, because Huch B'Luvot Tzaros. Not like the Ramban, who understands that the word Tzom Midivrei Kabbalah is like Inuy in the Torah. It means Mafsik Mibe'od Yom. It means the Chamisha Inuyim. So then what would emerge is that really Me'ikra, then all of the Tzomos, not only Tisha B'Av, but all the minor fasts as well, were not so minor. The original Takanas Nevi'im was that you have to fast with the Chamisha Inuyim, and you have to start Mibod Yom. Later on, right, or as part of the original Takana, they said, well, we're not going to be Gozer on the Tzibur, it's not Hukul Lubot Soros for all the other fasts. Since the other fast, we're not doing full of Tzaros, we're not going to be gozer Midivrei Kabbalah that there's an absolute chiyuv to fast with all the chumers on the other days if it's Bizman She'ein Shalom Ve'ein Gzeres Malchus. That's up to minig. But according to the Netziv's Tosfos and Rosh, what emerges is that there was never a Takanas Nevi'im. It was always a minig to begin with. The minig in Tishra was more chamer, but that minig never applied to the other tzamos. If it never applied to the other tzamos, what turns out is that even Bizman She'ein Gzeres Malchus, there's no reason to be machmer in the other tzamos. Because they never had the chumras of Tisha B'Av. That's the big difference between the Chachmei Ashkenaz and the position of the Ramban. The Ramban assumes that even the Dalet tzamos, the Gimel tzamos, I should say, the other Gimel tzamos, Asar B'Teves and Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tzom G'dalia, they all had the chumras of Tisha B'Av to begin with, because the original mechayev of these tzamos is not minig. It's Midivrei Kabbalah. It's the Takanas Nevi'im. And the Takanas Nevi'im is the same for these tzamos and Tisha B'Av, because that's what tzom means. So what would emerge according to the Ramban is that Bizman She'ein Gzeres Malchus, and we no longer say Ratzu Misana, Ratzu Ei Misana, the tzamos are not up to minig. It's a chiyuv, it's an absolute chiyuv, so then the chiyuv is exactly the same as Tisha B'Av. But according to the Tosfos and the Rosh, if Tzom doesn't mean all the chumers of a Yom Kippur, Some could also mean a minor fast. It could also mean achila chesia aser by day, not from the evening. So then, who is to say that Tishba? Why is Tishba mochamer based on minig? So it could be that was the minig by Tishba because of pulubot soros. But maybe there was never a minig by the other tzamos that you should have the chumers of Tishba. So that even in a worst case scenario, even if there is gzeras malchus, this terrible persecution, nevertheless, perhaps there's no chiyuv on the other tzamos to be machmer the same as Tishba. So this is the big machlokas that the Rishonim have. Incidentally, I saw Rav Sternbach and his modem Uzmanim suggest that maybe this machlokas Rishonim, machlokas Ramban, as opposed to the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Baal Tos and the Rosh, as to whether Tzom automatically means with all the chumras of a Yom Kippur and a Tisha B'Av, maybe that relates to the old machlokas, which we're not going to discuss, but there's a machlokas in the Rishonim in Yuma, whether the Shari Nuyim that apply to Yom Kippur, are those Shari Nuyim Mid Rabbanan or are they Minat Torah? The big machlokas about that. Tosus and Yuma assumes that the Shari Nuyim are only Mid Rabbanan, and he says there are certain coolers based on that. He tries to explain some Gemaras. The Ran at the beginning of the 8th parak of Yuma quotes Rishonim, who hold that the Shari Nuyim are Daraisa. So if the Shari Nuyim of Yom Kippur are Daraisa, so obviously you're assuming that the word Inuy means the Shari Nuyim, means the all Chamisha Inuyim. The Shari Nuyim are only Midrabanan, and so it means that the word Inu doesn't really mean that. Midrabanan, Chazal, and Misakin. So they can Misakin the Gabi Yom Kippur, they can Misakin for Tisha B'Av, or they could be a Minig for Tisha B'Av, but that's not what Som or Inu means. So it could be that this Machlok is Mishonu, whether the word Som in the Navi Zechariah means the Chamisha Inuyim or not, that might relate to this old issue, whether the Shari Nuyim that apply to Yom Kippur, are these Shari Nuyim Midrabanan, or are they Minat Torah? If they're Minat Torah, so that means that the word Inui includes Chamisha Inuyim. If they're not Minat Torah, then it doesn't include Chamisha Inuyim, so then you're free to say that it's only a Minig, and because of Uchlu Bot Saros, maybe the Minig was accepted for Tisha B'Av, but not necessarily for the other Tzomos. Halacha L'maisa, how do we paskin? This is a very, very important issue. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, if you didn't bring a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav, if you have access to one, it might pay, because it'll help in the Marakovas in the future. We're going to have a lot of Mishnah Berurah. So it just makes it easier. We'll be able to skim through, to jump from page to page much more easily without overloading the packets. So in Tov Kuf Nun, even before we get to the halachas of Shavu Shachalbo, etc. In Tov Kuf Nun, so in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch introduces these Arba Tzomos, like the Ramban. In Sif Beis, there's Tzomos Halalo Chutz Mitisha B'Av, these Dalet Tzomos, except for Tisha B'Av, Mutar Berachitza V'Sicha Ne'ilas Asana V'Tav Shamita, Vein Tzar L'Hafzik Bohem Me'Bod Yom. The Gimel Tzomos, besides Tisha B'Av, you don't have to stop Me'Bod Yom, you don't have to have a 24-hour fast, and there are no Chamishi Inuyim, there's only Nisra Chilash Shisiyah. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains this: of Katan Vav Mutar Brachitza, the B'Shar Sharotz, the Kiblu Aleim Latzim, B'Chol Arba Tanyas Tanal, Lo Kiblu Aleim Shia B'Chomer Tanyas Tzibur Ketisha B'Av. They weren't makabel upon themselves. Oh, this is probably where I got it from, Daniel. If you shain Rov Atzibur, Yichol and Lamad Bo. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Since Rov Atzibur can't be omit, it's too difficult for them to fast. So therefore, they weren't makabel all the chumers of Tisha B'Av and Tanyas Tzibur on themselves. But he adds the Mishnah Berurah an interesting cryptic line: Bal Nefesh Yachmer Bechulan Kemot B'Tisha B'Av. A Bal Nefesh. What's a Bal Nefesh? A spiritual person, someone who Yirei Shemayim, whatever. Person should. It's appropriate. A person who's on a level. Not every person should do this. A person has to be Noeg Chumer. That's appropriate for them. So someone who's a Bal Nefesh should be Machmer, says the Mishnah Berurah. Except B'Makom Mitzvah. But if it's not b'makom mitzvah, why should be noig chumra? Noig chumra, why should be noig chumra? If Klal Yisrael didn't accept this chumra, so why should I be noig chumra? What kind of business is this? So the Shaar HaTzion explains, I'll tell you why. This is in Sifkat and Tess. The ha'idna matzik zeros min of the gilulim. There are many zeros from the goyim. V'im kein chal etzem achiyuv al gimel somos kemo al tishabav lefi divrei haramban. Says according to the Ramban, then the chiyuv, the etzem achiyuv will be chal. What do you mean etzem achiyuv? He means the ikarat akana, because the Ramban assumes me ikarat din, the same chiyuv applied to the gimel somos as well, just like tishabav. It's just that it later was repealed to some extent, because if it's only bisman she'ein shalom ve'ein zeres malchus, so then tainus is only a minig. But the Iker takana, and that ikar takana comes back whenever it's bisman gzeras malchus. That ikar takana really is exactly the same as Tisha B'Av. So since there are gzeras from the goyim, claims the Mishnah Berurah, and unfortunately there were gzeros at the turn of the century and beforehand, right? There were gzeros. So when there are gzeros, one should be machmer. If there are no gzeros, if everything is going great, Baruch Hashem, everything is going great year after year after year, so there is no, presumably even the Mishnah Berurah would say that even a Baal Nefesh doesn't have to be machmer. What's the purpose of being machmer? There's no reason to be machmer unless there's some kind of a gzeira. The Sharatzion quotes from the Gra. The Gra felt very strongly that the Ramban was right against the Balitosis, against what the Netziv quotes in the Balitosis and the Rosh. And then he quotes in the end, he quotes from the Shalah that a Baal Nefesh has to be mafsik with the Ojom as well. Why? It makes perfect sense, because in line with what we're saying, there's a comparison between these two halachos. When are you mafsik with the Ojom? When the Chamisha Inui apply. In fact, the Ramban himself, the last comment in that piece I gave you, the Ramban quotes a Tosefta that says exactly, makes this point. The Tosefta says that these two halachos go in tandem. Whenever you mafsik mi ba'od yom, the chamisha inuyim apply. Whenever there's chamisha inuyim, you have to be mafsik mi ba'od yom. So that's what the Shalah says. If you're going to be machmir, so you got to go the whole way. If you're going to be machmir, so the chamisha inuyim should go together with being mafsik mi ba'od yom. We're starting the Tanis from the beginning of the day. I saw Rabbi Shechter in Nefesh Arav. Rabbi Shechter writes, I'm not sure if he's quoting the Rav. Maybe the Rav said this in Shir, or maybe Rabbi Shechter said it himself. I'm not sure, because he collects other minhagim as well. This is on page 6 of the handout. He quotes from the Bir Agra in Siman Tov Kuf Nun, who quotes the Ramban and holds that's the way it should go. Yes, Rabbi Shechter quotes from the Rav. The Rav said that during the Holocaust, when there were terrible gzeros, so many gedolim felt that Me'ikar Adin, you mechuyev to fast all the tzomos, exactly the same as Tisha B'Av, Mafsik Neba'od Yom, and with the Chamishin Noim, exactly the same, because Bisman She'esh Gezeres Malchus, according to the Ramban, Tzom, and Tzom means like Tisha B'Av. So those Gedolim felt that you really should fast. I think some people also mentioned when the Gulf War was going on, I think the first Gulf War was in January, it was like at the beginning of Shvat. So it was heating up. Saddam Hussein was threatening that he was gonna bomb Eretz Yisrael. You know, if the Americans started up with him, so he'd start up with Eretz Yisrael. What the connection is, no one quite understood. But okay, right? So everyone was talking about it. There was a big tumult, and there was back and forth, the diplomatic discussions back and forth. And I remember people were discussing this. It was around Teves time. So had the Gulf War occurred a month earlier, it really would have been a time of Gezerah. It could very well be some Gedolim would have come out that you should fast Asar B'Teves with all the Chumas of Tisha B'Av. I don't think we did it because it wasn't yet going on. They were still talking. And talking in diplomatic circles takes quite a while. Right? So it wasn't quite the time of Gezerah's Malchus yet. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the air campaign started at the beginning of Shvat, like in the middle of January. So that was a little bit after Asar B'Teves. But it's important to keep in mind, when there is a Gzeres Malchus, this is a serious issue. Many poskim, the Vilna Gaon felt very strongly about this, not just the Mishnah Berurah. The Vilna Gaon felt very strongly that the Ramban is right, that we shouldn't just think that when it comes to Shivas Batamas, to the other minor, so to speak, minor fast, there's no question that the fast doesn't begin with Ba'od Yom. That's not true. Because Manchi Esh Gzeres Malchus, it could begin with Ba'od Yom. That's point number one. Very important to keep in mind that Tisha B'Av is not the only fast with the Rabbanon that has certain chumras associated with it. No, Tisha B'Av starts with Ba'od Yom. The other Tzomos Me'ikar Adin might also start with Ba'od Yom. It's only Bizman HaZeh, Baruch Hashem, it should just continue, Baruch Hashem, it's Bizman She'en Gzeres Malchus. Unfortunately, it's Bizman She'en Shalom also. We still don't have Shalom. Halavai, we should get Shalom. But it's this middle category, Bizman She'en Shalom and Gzeres Malchus. So therefore, for the other Tzomos, we're more lenient. But we should just realize that the other Tzomos also have this chumra. Me'ikar Adin, they really should start with Ba'od Yom, and they should have the chumras of the Chamisha Inuyim as well. So let's talk Bizman HaZeh. Can we hold the question for a second? Let's talk Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaZeh, it's Ein Gzeres Malchus, Ein Shalom. So the chumras that might apply to the other Tzomos are not going to apply. So when does Shivas HaBetamas start? So first thing, Shivas HaBetamas should start by day. Alos HaShachar, Kros HaGever, whatever the shiur, the Gemara in Tainus has different shiurim for when a Tainus actually begins. But it should start by day, it shouldn't start at night. So first thing is, if you were to ask me, this question that we raised at the beginning, when do the 3 weeks begin? Do the 3 weeks start the night of Shavuos Matanos, or do they start the day of Shavuos Matanos? I would say, well, it depends. Depends whether there's Gzeiras Malchus or not. That's my first answer. If it's Gzeiras Malchus, according to the Gra and the Ramban, so then Shavuos Matanos will start at night. All the tzomos, not only Tishba, but all the tzomos will start at night. So then I would say that the 3 weeks should start at night. But Bezman said that it's Ein Shalom Ein Gzeiras Malchus, it's a middle of the road circumstance. So then I would say Shavuos Matanos only starts by day. Not the day of Shavuos Matanos, but the tonus of Shavuos Matanos only starts by day. So then I would say that the 3 weeks also shouldn't start until the daytime. Not so fast. Even if we say that the Isurim of Achil and Shasiyah, of Isman Azeh, of Shavuos Matanos will only start at the daytime, does that mean that the Yom HaTainus only starts at the daytime? Or maybe there's room to say that even Bizman Azeh, that we're in this middle of the road category of Bizman She'en Shalom Eng Zeres Malchus, Ratzu Misan and Ratzu Emisan, that the whole Tainus of Shavuos Matanos is a Minig Yisrael, maybe the Tainus really does begin at night. It's just that this aspect of Tainus, the aspect of Achil and Shasiyah, only begins by day. Well, what other aspect of the Tainus could there be? So, let's try to understand, what does it mean that the Tainus begins at night? What could that mean? What way could the Tainus begin at night? So this relates to a Gemara in Tainus, not the end of Tainus. We're going to talk a lot about the Gemara at the end of Tainus. Have no fear. We're going to get to the end of Tainus. But before we get to the end of Tainus, let's go back to the first paragraph of Tainus. The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis in Tainus discusses when a Tainus actually begins. A Tainus Yochid. Let's say a person is Mekabel Tainus on himself. So the Gemara quotes the Machlokas Tanoim, whether it begins Mishiyala Rashachar, or begins the Kros HaGever, when the rooster crows. Interesting. Kros HaGever is not a shear that we often find in Halacha. When it comes to Tainus, somehow we do find that. Interesting. I once saw Rabbi Ganak, I think, in the Sefer Gan Shoshanim. I think he suggests that since a Tainus is like a korban, so the shear of Kros HaGever applies, because Kros HaGever was the time that they started bringing the korban tamid in the Beis HaMikdash. So since Tainus is a korban, so we use the shear of Kros HaGever to highlight that notion. Interesting idea. Look in Rabbi Ganak's Sefer Gan Shoshanim. But that's the Machlokas Tanaim, whether the Tainus begins from Alos HaShachar or from Kros HaGever. But there's an interesting machlokas Abai and Rava. There's a machlokas Abai and Rava on that machlokas Tanaim. Whatever you'll determine, I think we passed in Alos HaShachar. Whatever you'll determine as the beginning time of the Tanis, yeah. Abaya has a lashon. Amar Abaye lo shanu ela shlo gamar sudaso. Avo gamar sudaso eino ochel. Abaye says that this machlokas tanaim is only if you didn't finish your meal, meaning you're eating at night, and then you're continuing to eat. Wow, that's quite a long meal. You're continuing to eat, and you don't stop eating. But gamar sudaso, Abaye says, no one would say that the tanis doesn't begin. You're asa b'achila. You can't eat anymore. Then the Gemara quotes in Ika Diyami, another version, that Rava says, Amar Rava, lo shanu ela kishalo yoshen. Aval yoshen eina ochel. Rava says it's not a function of eating, but this is only talking about if you didn't go to sleep. But if you went to sleep, then you can't eat anymore. Now, obviously, if you made a tanai, if you said that you're not makabel the tainis should not start, so then presumably in both circumstances, even if you finish the meal, or even if you went to sleep, the tainus is not going to start because you really haven't finished the meal. You're still in the midst of the meal. As Rashi there explains, what's this idea that once you're gomer sudaso, then you can't eat anymore? That's because you were mesiach das from the suda. So if there's a hesach das from achila, so that's the end of the meal. But if you still have in mind to eat, you say to yourself, I'm still eating, so you haven't finished the meal. Going to sleep, presumably, according to the Ika Amri, which quotes Rava, going to sleep also is an issue of Gemara Sa'uda. Apparently, Rava feels that you haven't been Gomer Yasu'uda until you go to sleep, because you might still eat, but once you go to sleep, so then you don't expect to wake up and eat. But if you say, I want to wake up, if I do wake up, I want to be able to eat, so the stomach of the Sa'uda is not finished. Abai and Rava both seem to be saying that, well, it's a function of when the Gemara Sa'uda is. If you don't make a special tonight, then whenever your Gemara Sa'uda applies, then it's usur to eat. Asa to eat, but just 1 second, it's not daybreak. So why should it be asa for me to eat? Don't we say that on all the other tainos except for Tisha B'Av, the Isra Achila and Shasiyah only kicks in when it's daybreak, when it kicks in either at Alos HaShachar or at Kros HaGever? So why should I assume that it's a function of Gemara Seuda? What kind of a strange notion is this? It's not a function of Gemara Seuda. Tell me, if I finish eating 3 days before Shivasa Batamas, so I finished eating, so my tannus of Shivasa Batamas starts? Obviously not. What does that eating have to do with Shivasa Batamas? So what does my eating the night of Shivasa Batamas have to do with Shivasa Batamas? The Isra Achila only starts at the day of Shivasa Batamas. So until Alos HaShachar Shivasa Batamas, my Gemara Seuda is my Gemara Seuda of the previous night. It's a different Seuda. It's not a Seuda on the Tainus. The Tainus is the day. So why should it matter? The Rav pointed out in one of his Yahrzeit Shiurim, if you want to look it up, it's in Shiurim Lezecher Rav Amori in Chelek Aleph, page Pei Dalid. The Rav pointed out that from here you see a fundamental yisod. From here you see that the Yom HaTainus really begins at night. It's just that there's a Heter Achila until Alos HaShachar. It's not that the Tainus begins at Alos, it begins at daybreak. The Tainus really begins at night. That's why if you go Mesudasa, automatically there should be an Esra Achila, because there is a Yom HaTainus, or you're in the Tainus. It's just that there's a Heter Achila. The way that we will makabel this Tainus, Shivasa Batamas is a minig Yisrael, so the minig is to give you the Heter Achila until Alos HaShachar, until daybreak. But once you're Gomer Sudaso, that Heter Achila doesn't apply. There's a Heter Achila. As long as you want to eat, there's a Heter Achila. But if you're Gomer Sudaso, then there's no Heter Achila. The Heter is only to allow you to eat if you still have Das to eat. But once you no longer have Das to eat, so the Tainus kicks in, because the Tainus really does begin at night. Claim the Rav, on this Gemara, you see that the Tainus really begins at night, because if it doesn't begin at night, why should I be machmer on anyone to start the Tainus before daybreak? Yes?
But don't we have the same thing in
Yes, but on the other tzamos, not Yom Kippur and not Tisha B'Av, Shivasa Batamas, Asar B'Tevis, and Tzom G'day, we don't have that Chumrah. And the Gemara in Tainis, Yud Beis, is actually not even talking about Shivasa Batamas, it's talking about a Tainis Yochid. Tainis Yochid, the Yochid is accepting a Tainis. What does a Tainis mean? So we would think, well, it's like Shivasa Batamas. We don't ask him to start from the previous night. So the Rav was medayek from this Gemara that when a Yochid is mekabel a Tainis, what he's saying is he's mekabel a Yom Tainis. What is a Yom Tainis? What does that mean? Claim the Rav from this Gemara, you see, a Yom Tainis means a full day, 24 hours. 24 hours. A Yom Alpidin. If a person says, I'm mekabel a Tainis Shos, there's a concept in the Gemara in Tainis called Tainis Shos. You want to be mekabel a Tainis, a small Tainis, for a couple of hours. Obviously, you can't be mekabel a Tainis Shos from 12 to 1 if you didn't fast in the morning, right? But whatever, you say, I want to be mekabel Tainis Shos from 11 to 1. So you're not going to eat in the morning. Then you're mekabel your Tainis from 11 to 1. And then you'll eat afterwards. So obviously that kind of Tainis doesn't apply to the night before. It's only a Tainis Shos. But if I'm mekabel a Tainis for a Yom, what does that mean, a mekabel a Tainis for a Yom?
We're being negative from the fact that if you finish eating when you go to sleep and you didn't make the night, then you...
That's because there's a Gemara Seuda. So once there's a Gemara Seuda, then the Tainus is going to kick in.
Isn't that the Dibur of
making? That is the Dibur.
So then, if one finishes eating the Seuda before, and he doesn't...
Tisha, but you're going to finish the Seuda before nightfall when it comes to Tisha.
Right, even before the Tainus starts.
Okay.
And you finish eating, and you make the Tainus, you cannot continue.
No, it's different. We're going to get to that. We're going to talk about whether there's a concept of Tosefes by Tisha B'Av. We know there's Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov. It's a machlokes we've shown him whether there's a concept of Tosefes by Tisha B'Av. But we'll get to that. But this is different. This, the Rav is saying, it's not that you're makabel Tosefes. It's not a Kabbalah's Tosefes. You didn't have in mind to be makabel any Tosefes. You're going to sleep. You never mind to be makabel Tosefes, but you just didn't say that you don't want the Tainus to begin. The question is, when does the Tainus begin? When is the default Tainus? So the default Tainus, claimed the Rav, you see from this Gemara, the default is really from the night. It's just that there's a Heter Achila until you finish eating. So when you finish eating, then the Tainus kicks in. And he brought two more rayas to this Yisod, that the Yom HaTainus really begins at night and not by day. We know that one of the highlights of the Tainus is that we say Aneinu in the Tefillah. Not only is the Tainus not eating and drinking, but there's a Tefillah's Tainus. That's the Gemara calls it Tefillah's Tainus, a special Tefillah. Aneinu Hashem Aneinu V'yom Tzom Taniseinu. Aneinu is an integral part of the Tainus. because part of the theme of a Tainus is not only to fast, but to do tshuva and tefillah. So tefillah, za'aka, is really a part of the Tainus. Anenu is very much a part of that tefillah. So for what tefillahs during the day do we say Anenu? So we know that the Yachid says Anenu only by Mincha. The Shliach Tzibur says Anenu both by Shachas and Mincha. The Yachid only says it by Mincha. No one seems to say it by Marv, but what's the halacha? I mean, that happens to be halacha l'maisa, what we seem to do. But what's the halacha? What do the Rishonim say? So actually, it all starts with a braisa. Gemara in Shabbos, of all places. Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Chav Dalet is talking about all the special things that we mentioned in the Shmona Esrei. Yalaviyavo, other things. So the Gemara also talks about Anenim. So from the braisa in Shabbos, the impression you get, and this is quoted in the Rif in Tainus, that I did ask you to see, I think. Where's the Rif? The Rif in Tainus writes. The Rif quotes Yerushalmi. Rav Yonah b'shem Rav Omar v'afilu Yochid shegozer al atzmo Tainus tzarech lahazkir me'ein hama'ora. The Yochid has to say Anenu as well. V'hechon Omra, Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav Huna Omer, Omra chalele Shabbos v'yomo, perish b'arba Shachris v'mecha. He says it chalele Shabbos v'yomo, just like you mention, you have a special tefillah for Shabbos both at night and day, so you'll mention Anenu in all the tefillahs of Tainus. So in the Braisa, in the Gemara in Shabbos, Adav Chav Dalid, the Braisa just says Sheni Chamishi v'Sheni Shaltanias u'Mamados Arvei Shachas u'Mincha Mispar Shmona Esrei v'Omer Me'ein Hama'ore b'Shomei Tefila. So Rashi here writes, "V'Omer Me'ein Hama'ore b'Shomei Tefila." So Rashi explains that Tefila's Tainus Anenu. So it's a strict reading of the Braisa would seem to indicate that you should say Anenu on a Tainus Shachas Mincha Mar. That's the Yushami that the Rif in Tainus quotes on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph and. We don't do that. It's interesting. Yeah. So this is how the Rif seems to paskin. Why should you do that? Why should you say Anenu in all three tefillahs? When does the Tainus begin? You're going to say Anenu in Maariv? But the Tainus only begins by day, so what are you saying Anenu in Maariv for? Zok the Ramban in the Melchames Hashem on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph and Tainus. This is on source 4. Ramban says, "Al mishakibel olav tainis betfilas amincha uba arvis bolis ba'alel tfilas tainis hopshita demispa'alel the yom shalem hu." It's rubbed out. It looks like yom shalah. It's yom shalem hu. Look at the better Rambans. The Ramban says, "Of course you say anenu tfilas tainis in mariv of a tainis the yom shalem hu. You have to daven appropriately the whole day. Yom Shalem. A Tainus is a Yom Shalem. It starts by day? No, it starts at night." Ramban explains that this Yerushalmi that the Rif is quoting, the Braisa and Shabbos, that you say Anenu not only for Shachris and Mincha, but even for Mariv, that's because it assumes that the Yom HaTainus really begins at night. So if it begins at night, it makes sense. Yom Shalem, you have to say Anenu. You have to add those special additions to the Tzvila in any tefillah that's appropriate for that day. The Yom HaTainus starts at night. Anenu has to be recited, therefore, at night. This is in sharp contrast to the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor disagrees with the Rif, and he claims Anenu should only be said by day. The Baal Amor would seem to indicate that you should say Anenu for Shachris and Mincha. Not only the Shliach Tzibur, but a Yochid as well. A Yochid would say Anenu even for Shachris, because that's when the Yom HaTainus begins. Meaning the Baal Amor seems to be not disagreeing with the Ramban's svar, or you could explain the Baal Amor this way. The Baal Amor holds that you need Yom Sholem. You have to say Anenu throughout the day of the Tainus. But the question is, when does the Tainus begin? The Baal Amor seems to say that it begins by day. Look, we know it begins by day. The Yisrael Achil and Shasi only begins by day. So why should I say the Yom Tainus starts at night? It's after Baal Amor. You should say Anenu in Shachar Semecha as well. What's our minig based on? Our minig is based on what the Gaonim say. Rashi and Shabbos, they're quotes from the Gaonim, that really make right then you should say Anenu for all three tefillos, but he says Shema Yera Lo Ones Choli O Bulmas Vietam Klum Venimtsa Shakrin Mitfiloso. The Gaonim are afraid that maybe he'll be a shakran b'tfilah, so he'll say, Anenu Hashem Anenu b'yom tzom tani seinu. He'll say that for shakras or for mariv. Then he'll have to eat something, or maybe he'll make a mistake, and he'll drink from the water fountain, so he'll turn out to be a shakran. So that's why we wait for mincha. Because mincha, even if you daven a mincha gedola, still most of the day already you have spent in a tainis, so it's not a shakran b'tfilah, so it's called a tzom. Even if you don't, even though the Gemara in tainis does say, kol tainis shelo shakal lechama eino tainis, that just means if you don't go to Shkias Achama, if you took a nether upon yourself to be Misaneh, that's not enough, you have to be Misaneh again. But it is a tzom, so you're not a shakram b'tfilasa. The Gaonim say, really, Me'ikradin, who's right? The Rif and the Ramban are right. Rov Rishonim hold like this. Anenu Me'ikradin really is supposed to be said even at night. This is a collector's item. Most people don't know about this. Rov Rishonim assume Anenu is supposed to be recited for all tefillahs of times, even Marif. In contradistinction to the Balamar, who says that you should say it for Shachris and Mincha. So why, Taka, don't we do this? We don't do it because we're choshesh for the Gaonim, who are afraid that Shema Yimotzei Shakem B'Tfilasam, maybe you'll sound like a liar if you make a mistake, or if for some reason, B'Makom Choli, you will actually have to eat during the Tanis. So that's why we say, wait till Mincha, you should say Aneinu only for Mincha. Said the Rav, don't you see from this, from these Rav Rishonim as well, that the Yom HaTainis really starts at night? You see it from the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis that once Gomer Sudaso Eino Ochel, that obviously the Tainus must begin at night. Why can't I eat? If the Tainus begins at daybreak, so until daybreak there is no Tainus. What's the Isra Achila? Must be the Tainus really begins at night. It's just there's a special heter until you finish the Su'udah. So once the Su'udah is gone, once the Su'udah is over, the Tainus kicks in. And secondly, Anenu according to Rav Rishon is supposed to be recited even for the Tefillah of Mariv. Why? Because the Tainus begins. Thirdly, the Rav pointed to the idea of Kabbalah's Tainus. When does the Tainus have to be accepted upon oneself? By a Tainus Yachid. You have to accept Shivas Batamas. It's a Tainus Sibur. But when does a Yachid have to accept a Tainus upon himself? So the same Gemara on Daf Yud Beis quotes Shmuel, who says that you have to be Makabel a Tainus B'Shas Mincha. B'Shas Mincha. Which the Mefarshim explained doesn't necessarily mean in the Shmona Esri of Mincha. That is the minig, to say some kind of tefillah that you Makabel Tainus B'Shas Mincha. That you become a tainus in the tefillas mincha itself. It doesn't have to be dafka b'tefillas mincha. You can accept the b'shas mincha. It means mibeod yom before the tainus actually begins. Mibeod yom. You have to accept the tainus before nighttime. But the tainus doesn't start till the next day. So before alos hashachar, as long as you're mekabel tainus, that should be sufficient. Why do I have to mekabel tainus mibeod yom before nightfall? So the Rush already sort of makes reference to this in Tainus. The Rush in Siman Yud Beis there quotes Rishonim who say that for a Tainus Shaos, like we described before, for a Tainus Shaos, like 2-3 days during the day, to the hours during the day, you only have to be Makabel Tainus before the Shaos. Meaning, let's say I haven't eaten breakfast. I was late to Seder, so I didn't eat breakfast, and I'm going, it's 11 o'clock, and I say, hey, you know what, I don't have a Tainus Shaos for 3 hours. So I accept the Tainus Shaos at 10:58 before 11 o'clock, that's fine. So the Rashi asks, well, what's the difference between a Tainus Shaos and a regular Tainus, a Tainus of a Yom? A Tainus of a Yom, you have to be Makabel Mibaod Yom, before the previous night. You know, when it comes to a Tainus Shaos, all you have to do is be Makabel it right there before the Tainus. The same thing should be true if I'm Makabel a Tainus for a day. If before Alos HaShachar, I'm a Kabbalah Tainus, that should be sufficient. It's like a Tainus Shaos also. Says the Rush, the totally different Tanesim. There's no comparison between the two. Where's this Rush? Rush is hiding. Page 2. The Rush says, V'yesh lomar hasamu mechuyev Tainus Yom Shalem. Same Lashon as the Ramban. Not Yom Shalom. Yom Shalem. Hilkach tzara Kabbalah kodim sheyaskal HaTainus. You have to be Makabel Tainus before the Tainus begins. When does the Tainus begin? If you're Makabel Tainus, it begins, it's a full day. We don't have, if you say I'm Makabel Tainus Shaos, fine. If you're not Makabel Tainus Shaos, you say I want to have a Yom Tainus. There's a whole discussion whether you would say Anenu in a Tainus Shaos. The person wants to say Anenu. He wants to have a deeper tefillah. He wants to daven for something. So he goes to Tainus. So if he goes a Tainus on himself, that means that he goes a Yom Tainus on himself. When does the Yom Tainus begin? Says the Rush, it begins the previous night. Now no one says that you can't eat at night. You can eat at night. You have to wait until daybreak before the Yisra Achila starts. But the Rosh is apparently telling us that even if the Orisra Achila only starts at daybreak, that doesn't mean that the Yom HaTinus doesn't start the previous night. A Yom HaTinus is a calendaric day. It's a 24-hour day. So of course the Tinus should start at night, even if the Isra Achila Shtia are only going to start later, even if they're only going to start at Alos. Yes?
So when I was in high school, and the suicide bombers were getting at an end in Israel, so there were a bunch of, I think, in Israel called for a fast day worldwide, but they said that you could move in, if you want, you could do a half day.
So it's a tiny show. That would be a tiny show, right?
That'll so how does that work?
So if you makabel a tiny show for half a day, let's say for the first half a day. So if you got up before Alos, that would be enough. Makabel a tiny shows for the first half of the day. Most people are not going to be up at that time.
Right.
So they will makabel a tiny shows the previous day. You can be makabel a tiny shows but mincha, but you don't have to be makabel a tiny shows but mincha.
You mean after
you say
right?
Right, a small thing, right. Well, so if it's a yom tainus, then you have to be makabel before that yom. But if it's a tiny shows, l'chora, as long as you're makabel before the shows of the tainus, that should be sufficient.
I thought, didn't Rebbe just say that you can makabel at 10:15? For
11 o'clock, but he's saying a tiny shows for the first half of the day. So the first half of the day is gonna start at the beginning of the day.
Why would it be different?
Will that end be
weird? No, in the case that we were talking about, you happen not to have eaten. If you ate already in the daytime, you can't have a tinus between 11 and 1. It's not called a tinus because I ate breakfast at 9 o'clock. But if you didn't eat yet, so then you can say, oh, instead of just not eating, let me make it a tinus. Let me make it a mitzvah. So as long as you have a kabbalah there before the...
Why
it's not going to be called a tinus. If you're not eating out of convenience, that's not called a tinus. That's called, you know, you're not eating. Some people don't eat. Some people diet, whatever. Right? So you can turn a diet into a mitzvah. Right? Some people think dieting is a mitzvah. You can turn a diet into a mitzvah in a different sense. Right? You accept the tinus shalos on yourself. Right?
So as long as you have
a kabbal tinus before the tinus. If you have a kabbal tinus shalos for the first half of the day, you have to do it before daybreak. Let me just finish up, okay? So the Rav's pointed out from these three makaros, you see that Yom HaTinus really begins at night, right? First of all, from the makar in terms of the Isra Achila, when does the Isra Achila kick in after the Gemara Seuda? Right? Even though the Gemara quotes the Tanoim who hold that either from Alos HaShachar or from Kos HaGevra, the Isra Achila kicks in but not before then. But the Amoraim explains it's not so true. If you finish the Seuda, the Isra Achila will kick in because obviously the Yom HaTinus begins earlier. Anenu was recited Me'ikar Adin even in Marav according to Rav Yishonim for technical reasons. The Gaonim say we don't want to be a shakar b'tfilasenu, so therefore we're not going to say it until Mincha. But you see from the fact that Rav Yishonim hold that you really should say Anenu even at night, the Yom HaTinus must begin there. And finally, the Rosh says that the Kabbalah's Tinus really has to take place before nightfall because it has to take place before the Yom. So even though some of these halachos that we're mentioning do apply to Tanios Yochin, not to Tanios Sibur, but it's the same basic yisod. So what should come out then, to apply to our circumstance, is that even if Shavas Batamas Bizman Azeh, since we're in this middle category of Ratzu Masana, Ratzu E Masana, because it's Bizman Chein Sholem Eng Zeres Malchus, you would say, well, the whole thing is a Minigat Sibur, and they were only Noheg to fast, to accept upon themselves an Isra Achil and Shasiya by day. So you would say, well, Shavuos Batamas only begins by day, so maybe all of the Dine Avelos, all of the Nihugi Avelos of the 3 weeks should only start by day. Not so clear. The Rav suggested that based on the Yesodos that we've developed from the Rishonim, since the Yom HaTinus really begins at night, it could be that even though the Isuri Achil and Shasiya set in only at daytime, but maybe the Yom HaTinus actually begins beforehand. So all of the halachos, all of the avelas of the 3 weeks, which presumably is related to the Tinus of Shavuos Batamas, those halachos should kick in at night. So I saw Rabbi Schachter in the Nefesh HaRav, in the earlier piece of the Nefesh HaRav there on page 6, he points out that the Toras HaShlomim, he says the Toras HaShlomim in Ilchas Nida says that on Leil HaTinus one should not eat basa v'yayin. It's a complicated Torah Sashlamim. It's not really talking about Shavuos Batamas, it's talking about all Tainias. But Rabbi Shechter understands it's talking about Shavuos Batamas as well, Shavuos Batamas, Aseretavis, and Tzomidaya. So the Torah Sashlamim says that you shouldn't eat Basaviyayin on the night of the Tainas. So he writes that when they showed this to the Rav, who showed this to the Rav? Rabbi Shechter, I'm sure, showed this to the Rav. Right? Rabbi Shechter found this Torah Sashlamim tucked away. I mean, it's on the page of Hilchas Nida. It's not a, you know, it's not a favor for a sefer. Teres HaShlom is one of the Gedolei Achronim in Hilchas Nida. It's right there on the page above the Pesach Tshuva. But not everyone reads every Teres HaShlom in Hilchas Nida. Maybe you'll read every Shach and Taz, but anyway. Rabbi Shachter definitely did. So he showed it to the Rav, I'm sure. So the Rav said, according to this Yesod, it makes a lot of sense. Why shouldn't I eat Basa V'yayin the night of the Tainus? That's because the Tainus starts at night. So even though you're allowed to eat, but the dinim of the Tainus should start. So if a Tainus, the Tainus that we're talking about, Asar V'teves, and some of the Shabbos V'teves, these are Tainasin that we're knowing, B'toras Avelus, and Churim B'samigdash. So as part of this Avelus, we shouldn't eat Basa, we shouldn't drink wine. We'll see that one of the nihugim of the 9 days is not to eat basa, not to drink wine. So that presumably should apply to the tainos as well that are in commemoration of the Avelus v'chum beis hamikdash. So mistama, you shouldn't eat basa, you shouldn't drink wine either at night, even though it's mutter to be ochel. That's because there's a heter achil, but the heter achil doesn't mean that the tainos didn't begin. It began at night, so therefore you shouldn't engage in basa v'yayin then either. So presumably the same should hold true for the nihugim of the 3 weeks. Presumably, a person, according to the Rav's Yesod, a person should not have a chasana the night of Shavuos B'Tamuz either. And you shouldn't listen to music the night of Shavuos B'Tamuz. You shouldn't take a haircut the night of Shavuos B'Tamuz either. Because if you assume that the Tonus really begins at night, even Bizman Azeh, it's Bizman She'ein Shalom, Ein Zerfach, it's the middle of the road. So what did it's the middle of the road? That only relates to the Yisuri Achilu Shasiyah. It doesn't mean that the Yom HaTainus is not starting until daybreak. It starts at night. So the Tainus starts at night. Mistama, all the halachas of the 3 weeks, which are related to the Avelus of Churim Beis HaMikdash, which do apply to Shavuos B'Tamuz, they should kick in at night. Reb Moshe was not so convinced. Reb Moshe in a tshuva is actually makel in this circumstance. He was asked whether someone could get married on the night of Shavuos B'Tamuz, and there must have been some kind of Eis Tzorach, right? It's not clear. Reb Moshe is not saying it's absolutely mutter, there's no question about it. He says, L'tzorach you could be matis. It's clear that there was something. He gives you the whole circumstance there. In Simen Kuf Samaches, Igris Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Aleph, in Simen Kuf Samaches, on page 5 of the handout. He was asked from Reb Menachem Palak in Tavshin Yud. Well, what's Tavshin Yud? When was Tavshin Yud? That was right, almost 60 years ago.
It was 1950.
1950. 49. Okay, whatever. Around 1949, 1950, fine. 1950. So he was asked if you can make a nisuin on Leil Matzei Shabbos Kodesh or Liyud Zayin. You see already, it's a little strange. First of all, to make a chasana Matzei Shabbos. How many of us make chasana Matzei Shabbos? Not too many. But it's Matzei Shabbos right before Shavuos B'Tamuz. So they're obviously trying to get it in there. Somehow they couldn't make the chasana Thursday. Maybe there was a problem. So they had to make the chasana then. So was there any had to? Matzei Shabbos
in the summer.
Matzei Shabbos in the summer, right. Right, yeah, whoa. That's not going to have such fancy dancing there. I don't know. Who says he was matted to dance? Reb Moshe says he thinks le'eis tzorach it's mutter. Why? He says, look, I know Rov Rishonim assumed that you say Anenu on a Tainus even at night, and that would seem to indicate that the Tainus begins at night. He says, but maybe even those Rishonim would admit that the Avelus of the 3 weeks only begins by day, because it's not really Nikr. The Avelus is not really Nikr at night. What does that mean, the Avelus is not Nikr? Since Shavuos B'Tamuz is not Nikr at night. Shavuos B'Tamuz is not Nikr at night, because you're not fasting. So no one sees the Shavuos B'Tamuz in a real sense at night. The Moshe says, since the Avel is not Nikr at night, maybe even Rov Rishonim, the Rishonim, the Ramban, and all these Rishonim will hold that the Yom HaTanis really begins at night, maybe even they would say that the Avelus of the 3 weeks only begins by day. That's one point he makes. He says, and maybe the Baal HaMor is right. He says, the Baal HaMor holds that the Tainus doesn't begin until daytime Bechlal. He's against all these Rishonim. The Baal HaMor says that you say Aneinu only in Shachas and Mincha, not Marv. And he even quotes a raya to the Baal HaMor from Psachim. I'm not going to get involved in all the details. Interesting raya from the beginning of Psachim. So he concludes that, look, the Ramban and the Rif and all these others who claim that the Yom HaTanis begins at night, even they might be Makel for the Avelus of the 3 weeks. And the Baal HaMor certainly would be Makel, because the Baal HaMor would say that the Tanis doesn't even begin until the daytime. So he says, Shasat Chak, Le'es Tzorach, he thinks there's room to be Makel. Okay. So there are those who talk about Makel. I don't know if it's such an Eis Tzorach. You know, you have to know the circumstances. Reb Moshe would be Makel if it's an Eis Tzorach. So when's it really an Eis Tzorach? When can this come up? In haircuts it can come up. I saw in some sfarim they want to say, let's say a person forgot to take a haircut. He has in mind to take a haircut, and something came up. The last, he was going to take a haircut on on Tes Zayin B'Tamuz, and somehow something came up. His sister, I don't know, his sister fell riding her bike, and he had to take her to the emergency room, and he forgot. And that, and then the night of Shavuot Tamuz came, and he says, "I went to Shavuot. I haven't taken a haircut in 5 weeks. I look like a behemoth, and I have another three weeks now. And what am I going to do?" In such a circumstance, I saw some post can want to be Mekel. That's an Eis Tzorech, so maybe you could be Mekel for that individual to take a haircut the night of Shavuot Tamuz. Because it's really an Eis Tzorech. What's he supposed to do? He should mamash be like a behemoth? They'll kick him out of the shul, right? So well, he's going to feel very uncomfortable. It's a hot time of year. So in that case, Eis Tzorech, maybe we could be Mekel. That we can make up for these shittas, that maybe even the other Rishonim who hold, Rav Rishonim who hold, that the Yom HaTanis really does begin at night, maybe they'll say that the Avelis is not really so nigger until the day, so maybe the Avelis of the 3 weeks will only begin by day, and maybe it could be Mekel, for the Balamor, against what the Rav felt. The Rav felt there's no cooler at all. The Tanis begins at night, Rav Rishonim hold that way, there's no room for cooler. Rav Moshe was not so convinced, so maybe Leis Tzorech for someone who didn't take a haircut, and he wasn't Poshea. Wasn't Poshea. He was going to do it and somehow he forgot or it didn't work out or whatever. So maybe the night of Shavuot Tamuz he really could take a haircut because maybe we can assume that the 3 weeks actually only begin the day of Shavuot Tamuz and not the night. Okay, stop here.